Welcome to MMC Radio, brought to you by Maine Medical Center, Maine's leader in patient care, education, and research, all centered around you. Here is our host, Melanie Cole.
Recent national news stories have drawn attention to the shorter course of radiation therapy that's now recommended for many women with early-stage breast cancer. My guest today is Dr. Celine Godin. She's a radiation oncologist at MMC Cancer Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Godin. Tell us a little bit about what has been previously recommended for women with early-stage breast cancer as far as radiation goes.
The common course of treatment involving radiation therapy for women with early stage breast cancer typically involves 5.5 to 6.5 weeks of daily radiation therapy treatment that follows their surgery and follows any chemotherapy that they may have. That involves every day, Monday through Friday, not on weekends, not on holidays, coming to the nearest radiation therapy facility to get these treatments. They take only about 10 or 15 minutes, but it is every day for many weeks on end.
Are there certain types of breast cancer that need radiation and certain types that don't?
Well, it depends what sort of surgery that a woman has had, or the man. Breast cancer affects men as well. If they've had a mastectomy and they don't have nodal involvement, lymph node involvement, and margins are all clear, then they can forego radiation therapy. There are also studies that show us that older women over the age of 70 with very small hormone receptor positive tumors may safely omit radiation therapy in some circumstances as well.
So now tell us what's indicated for this shorter radiation therapy, and what does that mean for women going through the process?
The shorter course of radiation therapy is well recognized in basically globally to be just as effective as the longer course of radiation therapy for women who have small tumors and don't have nodal involvement. And this is because we're treating primarily just breast tissue. We're not involving other sensitive tissues, including nerve tissues and lymphatics, up underneath the arm or around the collarbone. So we can go at a little bit higher daily dose and get it done in a shorter time frame.
Are there any side effects to this little bit higher dose?
There are the typical side effects that all experience, or the vast majority of people experience, which are some fatigue, some mild skin reddening or irritation. And in my experience, since we've been doing this here at Maine Medical Center for now about 4 years, I've actually seen a little bit less in the way of side effects for most patients. They have less skin irritation and reddening.
So with the difference in the cosmetic outcomes, what about the difference that it's going to cost in the long run as far as convenience for the patient, cost to the healthcare system, and really that value of the service that is provided?
Well, here's the real home run in this regard. Women get to have the same cosmetic or better cosmetic outcome. They have the same effectiveness. And they get to have it all in a shorter course of time so that they're spending less time out of their daily lives, work lives, or taking care of family or whatnot. And it's so they're able to do more of their regular activities of daily living. It's costing less to their healthcare to our healthcare system, and therefore we're getting, you know, excellent quality for a better price, and that translates to higher value.
So tell us a little bit about the ASTRO recommendation in the Choosing Wisely campaign for MMC Cancer Institute.
We follow the Choosing Wisely guidelines set forth by our professional organization, ASTRO, and it's for us to consider the shorter course of radiation therapy for any woman for whom it is appropriate. And like I said, women based on those guidelines and our standards, we've agreed that it would be women who don't have lymph node involvement and who have breasts that are not bigger, basically, than a D cup. You do have to have, it's a size consideration, because if the breast size is too large, we worry that the volume is too great, and we may actually cause worse side effects than if we did the treatments over a conventional course of 6.5 weeks.
So all of these factors come into play. And, you know, when women think of radiation, Dr. Godin, you know, they think of that X-ray. They think of getting radiated and causing more problems. Explain just a little bit, in the few minutes that we have left, the safety of radiation therapy and its effect on the other parts of the body.
Radiation therapy in this day and age is incredibly sophisticated and incredibly safe, particularly when we're dealing with breasts. Think about the breast as almost an extremity. The way that we can angle the radiation beams across the body so that we encompass just the breast, and we are therefore able to spare the majority of the body, like the heart, the lungs, the spine, nowhere near the treatment field, and nor is the esophagus or stomach, so you don't have any nausea associated with breast treatments. You don't have any swallowing difficulties. You keep the hair on your head. You don't lose that. It's really, we're able to design our radiation fields to minimally expose any other tissue than we want to expose, which is essentially just the breast. And we have many, many safety features built into our treatment delivery with multiple checks and balances to make sure that what we're actually doing is what we think we're doing, and what we are planning to do is actually carried out.
And tell us about the MMC Cancer Institute and what patients can expect from the multidisciplinary approach that you offer there.
Every patient is presented at our multidisciplinary tumor board, and sometimes they're presented multiple times, because as their workup ensues, we might be finding out new information or more than we originally thought was going on with the patient, so we'll need to bring it back to the multidisciplinary tumor board to get everybody's input to make sure that we're making the best decision and the right choice as far as what treatment to offer.
Thank you so much, Dr. Godin. You're listening to MMC Radio. For more information, you can go to mainmedicalcenter.org. That's mainmedicalcenter.org, MMC.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.